Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You're listening to The Morning Show with Big JD and Lippo.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
That's amazing that we're both here on the same time on the Big JD and Lippo show.
That's right.
It's a beautiful Thursday morning here in Windsor, Ontario.
Yes, it is.
It's amazing the weather we've been having for the end of November.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Have you been taking the bike out? No,
I haven't. I have issues with my battery.
Have issues with your battery?
Yeah, and I've had to charge it up for every ride, so I haven't really bothered here the last tail end of the season. So, and I didn't want to get a new battery at the end of the season because that battery would just, I'd have to take it out and it'd sit inside, you know what I mean, during the winter season. So I'm going to probably have to get a new battery. So I'm going to get a fresh battery in the spring and get the electrical checked out and make sure everything's kosher.
Kosher, you drive a...
Kosher rider.
You're a Jewish Harley Davidson rider.
That's right. Jewish Harley Davidson Motorcycle Club.
That's awesome.
Hebrew National HDMC.
Are we celebrating any Jewish holidays right now?
Hanukkah's coming up.
Hanukkah.
Yeah, I don't know the exact date for when it starts, but it's coming up soon. I do know that. I could probably tell you.
Well, you don't know off the top of your head?
Absolutely not.
How come?
You're not Orthodox. The first night of Hanukkah is actually December 20th. Oh, so I'll be celebrating and partying and getting all kinds of gelt before you even celebrate Christmas.
Oh, we can become celibate?
Yes, we can.
Wow. It's like sex in reverse.
Sex in reverse.
R is for
reverse. I'm not even going to go there.
Don't go there. It's a dangerous place for all you Hebrews.
It's a dangerous game.
Sure is. And everything else is going good with you, Big JD?
Everything's good. Sure. Just finished the frickin' Zero Art show.
Watch your language.
Extravaganza. Yeah. It's not a swear word.
Freaking zero.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. That was a little bit of fun. And other than that, not that much else going on in the... We got an email from a record label, though.
Who's we?
Jeffrey Davis Blues Connection. Yeah. We got an email from a record label that wants to set us up on a conference call with them and I guess one of their talent scouts or something that turned them on to us. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what that's all about.
Well, that's very interesting. And are you sure it's not from like Nigeria or something, right? It's not someone just pulling your
USA,
leg.
Baby. USA.
Cool. Well, good luck with that. Keep us apprised of what's happens there.
I will. I can't wait to be apprised myself.
You're going to be like touring Europe and Tokyo and
don't
Russia.
Know. Don't know. But yeah. It seems like a really cool label and a lot of cool bands.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Well, federal authorities have shut down 150 websites accused of selling knockoff or pirated merchandise to unsuspecting online bargain hunters.
Federal authorities. Who?
Online regulation.
Yeah. Who gives the federal authorities the
Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That's, I think, how that works.
Yeah, but who gets hurt by these stores being open? Or these online sites being available?
The people that buy stuff from China that still has lead in it.
Well, there's that too, but I'm just thinking it's obviously it's people who sell stuff over here.
Yeah, I don't know if
you know, knockoff stuff. I mean, that's big business.
It's a big business, I know, but still, people who know what they're shopping for should know what they're shopping for.
Sure, sure. And people that want knockoffs know that they're buying knockoffs.
You would think, unless you're buying on like the Cornish or something.
For the most part, and I don't see why. I mean, I don't know, accused of, you know, selling knockoff or pirated merchandise to unsuspecting online bargain hunters. I guess that's, you know, the trickery's there. So, I mean, that might not be so right, but if they promote that it's knockoff, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't see anything wrong especially with that. Like, go to, on eBay, and it's not as bad as it used to be because eBay's trying to, you know, if you say you got a Chanel bag, well, it's got to be a Chanel bag.
You say Chanel, I say channel.
Channel.
That's like that rootin' tootin' Louis Vuitton stuff.
Who's Louis Vuitton?
Louis Vuitton.
Oh, Louis Vuitton. Way. That's crazy. A discreditable conduct hearing. Get some local news on the show here.
Yeah.
Discreditable conduct hearing continued this week against two high-ranking Windsor police officers accused of trying to cover up a fellow officer's alleged vicious beating of a doctor. So the story that we know is that there was a doctor who was a friend of a cop who got ruffled up or some bad words were said to him. So the cop, who's the friend, came over with another one of his cop friends and accused another doctor of being the person who harassed this friend of the cop. But it wasn't him. And he constantly said it wasn't him. But they laid a beating on him. I'm trying to, let me see what kind of...
That's all wrong, man. Really, yeah. Is all wrong.
He had...
you know what I'd do if I was the boss of all that?
Major damage to his body.
Yeah. Well, he's a doctor.
He's got friends in the right places.
I don't know, man. They shouldn't be... They certainly shouldn't be working anymore. That's for sure.
I agree. We look up to these people to protect and serve us. And obviously, a lot of these people think they're above the law.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Did you hear about the
whole power trip thing, man? It's just like... You know, it's old.
It's old, but it's...
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that
everybody
that
wants a piece of that.
Yeah. Everybody's a peacock.
Yep. Or a pheasant. Did you hear about the cops? They only paid $5 a month to park their cars downtown. If you're a cop, you go to work, you pay $5 a month, and then you can park your car in a spot, and then you go to work.
Must be nice.
Meanwhile, everybody else pays $35.
A fortune.
Well, it's $35 a month. It's not a fortune. It's pretty cheap compared to other cities, but $35 as opposed to $5.
Still lots of money. It all adds up through the year, man. That's for sure.
Yeah, hundreds of dollars. And you save that money and you can go on a vacation.
This week's topic on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning, which, by the way, we both referred to it as different names at the beginning of the show. I called it the morning show and you called it
Big JD and Lippo show.
Yeah, something. Yeah, that's right. That's awesome. We're going to change the name every week.
No, we're not.
No, okay.
You got to have some brand awareness here.
That's right. Ooh, I love that brand awareness.
We are a
know
brand.
All about it. That's right. The Big JD and Lippo brand. Get your t-shirts now at, we need Big JD and Lippo t-shirts.
Do we need Big JD and Lippo domain name?
We should have that too.
We could. It's not that hard.
Before somebody scams it and tries to sell it to us.
Well, we're going to have to do that soon.
And we're talking about homelessness today.
Mm-hmm. So, big issue. A lot of problems, not just for the homeless people, that's for sure.
Sure.
Homeless people, homelessness is an issue worldwide, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Homelessness means different things to different people depending on where you are.
Right.
That's right. And like there's people who are homeless in Bangladesh who are way worse off than people who are homeless, let's say, in San Francisco.
Sure.
And those are dire situations. Where the people in San Francisco, it's a very good place to live. I mean, you can get free healthcare if you want. You can go walk into a clinic and you can go to a soup kitchen, get three meals a day if you wanted to, if you're homeless, mm-hmm. if you want, you know. And they're panhandling, so they probably got a few bucks in their pocket, too. They're just living outside all the time. They don't have any permanent residence.
Sure, and with weather being a lot nicer in, you know, out on the West Coast area.
Yes. Yep.
Then, you know, it's a lot easier to get by when you're homeless.
Mm-hmm. When did you first become aware of homelessness yourself? When did you say, oh, this is...
Probably when I was kicked out, when I was, no. That's a very good question. I have no idea.
Like he went to some city probably. Because we don't have a homelessness problem here in Windsor.
I'm going to say probably, and I don't wouldn't even begin to recall the first time, but probably driving over to Detroit or something, you know, because I mean, we're right here at Border City and right across the river, you see a lot of that. I mean, right at the tunnel, there's going to be somebody sitting there in a wheelchair or something and with a cup out or something for money, you know, right there on
Jefferson,
on the property, not even Jefferson. I mean, right. Oh, when you get out on the other side of the thing and they're there at the light, you know?
Yeah.
So that's probably, I'm going to say, where I first, you know, saw,
became aware of. Yeah.
A homeless person.
And would you remember what you felt like, oh, that poor guy, or what the hell's wrong with this world? Why can't these people have some place to live? And why are people asking me for money? Or what were you?
Honestly, or? I'm gonna have to say that probably the first thing I thought of was, you know, we're pulling. There are a couple things I think kind of come to mind, and I'm gonna say this out of being at the time probably being young.
You're young now.
You're right, but not quite as young as then. I'm talking diaper time, so that's weeks ago, and not far off in the future. But I'm going to say, when you pull up to somebody like that, I'm going to say that some people maybe have concerns of, you know, here I've just pulled up next to this homeless person. Are they going to, like, you know, try and physically? Are they going to ask me for money? Are they going to just sit there with a cup out and expect me to, you know, are they going to come and try and reach in my vehicle or, you know, that kind of thing? I think there's that can go through somebody's mind. And then the other thing is, I forget what the other thing is.
Well, we don't want to confuse people who panhandle with people who are homeless either. Because there's a lot of people who panhandle and they go home. They have a home to go to.
True. Yeah.
Like, I know there's dudes out here in Windsor, they're right at the end of the off-ramp.
I guess I kind of associate a lot of it together just because, you know, you see somebody sitting somewhere asking for money or have a cup out or whatever. And then, yeah, you're right. You do see homeless people there's a lot of homeless people don't ask anybody for anything. They just see them wandering the streets or they're just, you know, leaning up against a building or whatever. And, you know, maybe they should be asking for a little something.
Some people are just too proud to take it to that next level.
Yeah.
You know, they'll just take whatever, you know, whatever social safety net we have in place.
Right. And I guess that what I suppose mentioning stems more from the panhandling thing, you know, the ones that are a little more aggressive, you know, trying to get money from you or coming over to your vehicle or, you know, asking if they can do something for you or that kind of thing. You know what I mean? So, and that's kind of the thing I would maybe tend to see more just crossing over the border. Until you get into like a downtown area where you do see people just walking around or sitting down on a cardboard sheet of cardboard or something.
Exactly. And,
you know, not asking for the handout or being aggressive in any way.
Sure.
So
one thing that I was really struck by last time I went to San Francisco, I stayed in Japantown and there's a main thoroughfare that passes right through there. Mm-hmm. And it has a over, like you can walk from one side of the road to the other on an over thing. And it's like there was a little, like I'm going to say there's 20 people on both sides of this, not a boardwalk, but a thing you can walk over the road with. And they're all just sleeping down underneath cement, basically. Mm-hmm. I was amazed at how many homeless people have, like, you know, places where they congregate. So I'm saying there's going to be like 40 people within 100 feet of each other, all homeless.
Yeah.
Sleeping in whatever.
Cardboard. It's a community.
It has to be somewhat of a community. You have to kind of you have to be able to get along with each other, I'd have to think, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I wonder within that community how those people do get along being in such a similar situation. I wonder how that works. I mean, you know, some homeless people could be criminals and some could be this, some could be that. And when you get into a hostel or something, you have maybe, you know, groups of all different kinds of people. But I mean, generally the ones that are, you know, sort of maybe band together, there is that community type atmosphere, or there are places like, you know, in Toronto, what they cleaned up there, the homeless area or something like that. I wonder if, how everybody gets along. That's would be an interesting question to ask around that type of community.
You'd have to think that there's got to be some passive behavior there, some that they have to, you know, maintain.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
So another thing that's kind of interesting is how people end up being that way.
Right.
You know, and I've read so many different things and, you know, some reasons are maybe more apparent, mental illness and those kinds of things. But what about a person that just like loses their job and looks and looks and looks for a job and can't find a job and then can't pay their bills and can't afford their house anymore. And mm-hmm. then boom, all of a sudden they're on the street.
Yep.
Just like this natural progression of a downward spiral.
That can happen. And usually if that kind of thing happens, it's an all of a sudden sort of thing. You dug yourself such a deep hole of debt or whatever. And then there's people who would have been considered lower class, like not the middle class there, but they're scraping by mm-hmm. and they're going check to check and they're a little bit in debt. And then if something happens, you lose your job. Well then, and you don't find another job within, you know, 60 days, you're out of your house because you're going to get kicked out. Basically.
When people are living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
They're like, you know, one paycheck away from
disaster.
Yeah, pretty much. And then again, it's not always that they spend too much or that it's their fault necessarily. I mean, low paying jobs, that's the problem. People can't afford anything really. I mean,
and that's the direction all the big companies are going for. They want more part-time help, so they have to pay them as much, no benefits, and just a basic drive to the bottom as far as we can take it. Mm-hmm. So we can separate these classes a little bit more. That's what the larger corporations are thinking. We don't want a middle class per se, even though a lot of these corporations rely on the middle class to buy the stuff they sell. I don't understand some of these concepts.
And I've seen that the main cause is affordable housing. That's, you know, the number one thing. And then there's mental illness or the lack of needed services for mental illness.
Yeah.
And substance abuse. That's got to be...
That's right up
there. Right up there. Yeah. And also government policy, child support enforcement, keeping driver's licenses from citizens and other civil rights violations. So you take away your license and you can't drive anymore or you can't get to work or things like that, I suppose.
Yeah, there's other things in place that make a cause for people to be homeless, for sure.
And as well, some minor causes like being released from prison. So what happens when you get out of prison? You don't have anywhere to go. You don't have any money and you don't have a job and nobody's going to give you a job.
What do? You go ahead and commit another crime so you can go back home.
That's right. Three squares, TV, a job, cigarettes.
Yeah, cigarettes, exactly. For a lot of people, being institutionalized is way better than being on the street.
Sure.
You have those that skill set that you need to be in prison. And whereas being a homeless person, there's a whole skill set involved there as far as, you know, getting fed and where to sleep and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And you get used to that type of community as well. And then you get out and you can't necessarily function, you know, when you're used to living a certain way. And you kind of lose that when you get sent out, put out on your own. And then what are you going to do? You got to kind of fend for yourself. Meanwhile, in a lot of cases, you know, people think that they're a survivor and, you know, they can take care of themselves and whatnot. But in reality, that's not really the case. You get out and you can't survive. You're being supported by the government. So,
right. And being supported by the government, you are getting used to a certain way of living and you get used to that. It's hard to do that when you're out on the street.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And from his Sanctuary CD, this is Charlie Musselwhite.
Awesome blues dude.
Homeless Child.
Ain't no night, ain't no day.
JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Yeah, this week we found out that Apple turned on iTunes Match.
For the Americans.
Americans, yes. US
Our American friends.
And that is, of course, a cloud-based music service. And what we're going to talk today about is other cloud-based music services from Amazon, Google, and Apple, and see how they compare to each other. For
well, let's tell people what that is. Even there may be people that don't even get what cloud. What would you call it exactly? Cloud music.
Yeah. So on sunny days you can't get your music.
On sunny days you can. On cloudy days you can't.
Why?
Oh, okay. I
the
see.
Music is in
music,
the cloud.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
It's raining songs. So, yeah, well, cloud-based music services are services that are set up so that you can buy music from the cloud, mm-hmm. have the music you already own in the cloud, mm-hmm. and have the music that you already own available to you wherever you are at, on your device or on your laptop or on your desktop at home.
Right.
Obviously, it would be on your desktop at home. Mm-hmm. So they all kind of work in a different way. With Google and Amazon, their service, you have to upload your music from your computer up to the cloud, right. So it's available to you,
and that's also like that Galaxy was
Audio Galaxy, which I use pretty regularly.
You still use that? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I used it for a little bit because I didn't really care for the idea of having to upload my music somewhere.
You don't have to upload your music with Audio Galaxy.
Well, you did.
No.
Well, it doesn't get it from your computer.
Where do you think it gets it from? How does it find my music?
Well, it works differently than the others. What is it?
I'd say the way that Audio Galaxy works in the background, it has...
Because you're not getting the music just from your computer with Audio Galaxy.
I say you are. You go to play a song and it buffers it up to the cloud and then sends it back down to your wherever you're asking for it from.
So do these other services buffer anywhere? You're getting things straight from your computer.
Yeah.
Except, I guess from the Apple thing, you're getting it from their server.
Right. And from Google and Amazon as well. So they keep a database of the songs that you've uploaded. And you actually have to upload those specific songs, which is kind of wacky.
Okay, see, I don't like that idea.
Well, of course. Why would you like that idea? Because for one thing, you're uploading a song that 50 million other people may have uploaded the same song. Why do I got to upload that song to some service that has that song already? That don't make any sense to me. Whereas with Apple, what they do is they look at your iTunes.
Right.
And they have whatever, 20 million songs that they look at their database and say, okay, we have 99% of these songs that you have on here, that bootleg that you got from another dude. We don't have that. You're going to have to upload that yourself. Mm-hmm. So you have a minimal amount of uploading to do with the Apple service. Whereas with Google and Amazon, you have to upload. With Google, you have a 25,000 song limit, and it's the same as iTunes is the same way. It's 25,000 songs. If you have more than 25,000 songs in your iTunes library,
But iTunes will allow you to have more songs. Those are the ones that aren't the ones that you purchased. So.
The ones you purchased don't count towards that limit. And the same holds true with Amazon and Google. The thing with iTunes is it's
you have to pay for that too, though.
You pay with iTunes. You pay $24.99 a year.
Yeah.
Once it comes to your country. Whereas with Google and Amazon, I'm not. Can we get that in Canada? I'm not sure. Even sure.
Yeah, that I'm not sure about.
Because I'm not going to use it as far as keeping my stuff up in their cloud. But you can buy, of course, you can buy songs from Amazon, send them to your iTunes. You can buy songs from Google and send them to your iTunes, and to play them on your device, whatever your device is, or if you have an Android device, using the Google service is probably pretty integrated. I'd have to think.
Yeah.
In so much as the Apple ecosystem is integrated with your phone and your iPod Touch and your iPad and all that stuff.
See, I'm still liking the Tinnito thing because it gets it from my computer, period.
Period.
I just connect to my computer wherever I'm at and listen to my music. And what's nice about it is that I'm not limited to music. I can watch movies. I can get at documents.
What about video?
I can listen to my music. I can play video. Didn't I just say that? Movies? I said movies, I guess, but video, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I can do everything. And it's all my music, and my music doesn't reside anywhere. All right, I don't have to upload the music physically, like upload the music or upload, what I have to match against anything. And right. I like that idea.
I love that idea,
and
too.
It's, I guess it's a privacy issue, partially.
Because you don't want people to know what kind of music you listen to.
No.
I don't blame you.
Look at Cyndi Lauper and Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
Oh my God! Now everybody knows.
I'm just trying to think of the two white guys who were lip syncing.
Oh, Millie Vanilli.
Millie Vanilli.
Yeah, you want me to throw some on?
Do you have some?
That's a good question. I probably do. I have everything.
Just like the CJM library here, they have everything.
They do.
Not. They do not
all the right stuff for alternative community radio.
Absolutely. Gotta love their musical selection. So if you're interested in actually using one of these services, I would highly recommend you do a lot of reading and check out what they have to offer.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
And this week on the wonderful Quotes and Quips, this is a little something something here from Norman Vincent Peale. And who was he?
Norman Vincent Peale, is he not an author?
Isn't he the one that invented Peale Island?
No, he's a Pocket Popeil guy. No, that's Ron Popeil.
Okay. I thought he was a pocket guy because it says, empty pockets never held anyone back. Only empty heads and empty hearts can do that. What's he saying?
What is he saying? Empty pockets never held anyone back, that's for sure.
Yeah. Never. Only empty heads and empty hearts can do that. So he's saying that even if you don't have money or if you're homeless, there's still a way. You can make a way somehow. Empty pockets never held anyone back. So there you have Norman Vincent Peale.
He was an anti-Catholic guy.
Anti-Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was a psychiatrist and an author.
I had an Auntie Debbie.
No.
Okay.
Different kind of aunt.
Anyway, we're out of time this week on Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
We'll see you next Thursday morning, bright and early, 8 o'clock.
That's right. And don't forget to check out You Talking to Me, Wednesdays at 4 p.m.
Another awesome Big JD program.
Have a great week.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.